When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When we finished the last episode, we had an extra compadre who is now sadly no longer with us. He didn't die. He's just he's no longer on the show.
Well, he kind of died, didn't he?
Well, I mean, Adel didn't die.
We died in our hearts.
Get closer to the fucking mic.
No.
I love that we get your settings and you're like...
Yeah, I was drinking water.
What if he's
hydrating?
What if he's dead? What if he sucks my dick? Yeah, what if he is dead? But yeah, the character Gutters Mahoney is, as far as most people in the courtroom are concerned, deceased.
Skipped town.
He skipped town. Well, I don't know if he left town. That would be... He was going to go represent the ghost gator that ate Willie's arm. I think it was the last thing. And I think the last thing that happened that I sort of put the kibosh on was Willie wanted to steal the judge's wig. So I don't know if you still want to try that. He's still asleep up in the judge's pulpit. What is happening? Yeah. He passed out in the judge's pulpit.
Well, if he's asleep, then Willie's definitely going to try to steal his wig.
Okay. So if Willie would like to try to steal the wig and potentially get an experience point for it, he's going to have to roll go for broke for me.
He's not going to use his boxing glove because it's a boxing glove. Try to steal a wig.
Right. Have you ever tried to steal anything with an oven mitt on?
I can't say I have.
Nightmare.
What is this? Plus sharp?
Yeah, it's plus skill. It's go for broke. It's been a while. It's been a while since we played.
A 7.
A 7 is a mixed success. Let's see. Damn, they are making a lot of fucking noise behind me.
I don't hear anything.
I know. Nothing.
Good for you guys. Nothing. I appreciate it because he's killing me. Mixed success on stealing the wig. I mean, it's a success, right? What is the best thing that can happen?
Maybe like the judge wakes up.
That would probably be the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah, I think the judge waking. Okay. I think the judge waking up and stopping you from doing it is the worst thing that can happen. But the judge waking up and calling the guards and pursuing you is probably what a mixed success is. So I think that's what we're going to call the mixed success, is the judge wakes up as you successfully steal it and mark experience. Because you've stolen something of precious value.
Right.
Yeah. And he wakes up and his eyes pop out of his head. And he's like, What are you doing, Willie? Why do you have my wig? And he's touching his bald head. And he's like scared. Like he's just woken up and he doesn't know where he is. And he's like, where's my family? Why do you have that, guards? Bailiff?
What do they give him his wig back?
He's having an episode. Willie runs away.
All right, Willie is now being pursued. You just run out the main doors?
Just run the fastest way out of the building.
Okay, beautiful.
Which is probably the only way he knows.
Exactly. So the judge sits there flailing as the bailiff chases you out of the room. And it's at this point that, Nada, you feel like a tap on your shoulder. And one of Horace's, like, compatriots that was there in the courtroom to, like, be part of the prosecution. It's a lady in a hood, and she's like, Nada, right? Do you mind if I talk to you for a moment in private?
I mean, the guards are chasing my friend out of the building. Now might not be the best time.
I think I only need a few minutes. It seems like he's pretty fast. It was a mixed success.
I suppose I could spare a minute or two with you.
So she takes you to the side, and she's like, I've known Horace for many years now, and he was pursuing you like I've never seen him pursue someone before in my life. And he wanted that box that you had. He wanted that so bad. I don't really understand what's in it. I don't really care. I'm hoping to avoid this whole fiasco by skipping town next chance I get and abandoning this whole syndicate thing. Maybe I'll work in a restaurant. Who knows? That's not the point. I'm here to warn you that there are other people after that box.
I appreciate that, and I think leaving the town would be a mighty good idea for you, because if anyone else does come after me or my friends for that box, they'll end up just like Horace over there.
Perfectly fine with me. I have no quarrel with you as far as my ties with the syndicate. Hands washed. All is forgiven as far as I'm concerned. I just wanted to warn you, because you are in danger.
What is it about that box? Do you know anything about it or why anyone would be after it, at the syndicate especially?
Give me a work the crowd.
Oh, man.
I'm going to roll those.
Not his specialty, baby.
Plus Moxie. Is he good at them?
-1.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, what the? I rolled a 12.
Damn. 12 minus 1?
Yeah, I got 11.
Yeah, it is. Whoa, a full success. So she's willing to tell you everything that she knows. First and foremost, damn straight. No shit. It's an 11. What else does that give you? She's willing to tell you everything she knows. She asks you, like, it's like a hand with, like, an eyeball in the palm, right?
I mean, yeah, we got that part, but why? What's so special about it?
I just wanted to double check that that's what it was, because if it was something else, I mean, I just didn't want to be wrong, all right? That hand, you ever heard of Molag?
Yeah, I've heard of Molag.
Yeah, I've been here for the show. That is Molag's hand. It's hard to explain because he's like a regenerating, all-powerful zombie alien, and all of his body parts, he can chop off and regenerate, and they remain a part of him. And the towers that you've seen popping up around all over the place with the drills, you know those.
Yeah. The big drill is going straight into the ground. We destroyed one by accident.
By accident? I mean, you could say that you did it on purpose. I think people believe you.
I mean, it wasn't our intention walking in there to bring it down, but...
Yeah. I bet you did a great job. The thing about those towers, is that Molag takes a piece of himself and buries it deep into the earth. And because those body parts remain a piece of him, he uses them to absorb energy and materials and whatever he can get his, pardon the pun, get his hands on down there, making himself stronger.
So, does he know where his hand is right now?
Yeah, unfortunately. Because it's in the box and it can't see you, I don't think it's a problem.
It has seen us, though.
Well, it doesn't, it's not looking around, you know?
It may have caught a little sneak peek of us for a second or two.
Right, right, but it wasn't like, it's not like looking at street signs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not hearing you. I don't even know if it can hear. Okay, I don't know that much.
The box is kind of preventing it from knowing this exact, precise location.
Right, right, right. You can think of it as like a security camera, as far as its like ability to record and transmit data. So if it's in a dark box, it's gonna go dark.
Okay, so you seem to know a lot about this. What was your name again?
It's Carly.
Carly.
Hi, I'm Carly. Yeah.
So, Carly, what would you suggest we do with this hand? What do you think? Do you think we should throw it in Sauron's pit or
Sauron's mountain? Oh shit!
It's trademarked.
I can't make a T-shirt out of that. I don't think.
Get a fellowship going.
You have Willie's left arm.
Fellowship of the hand.
Fellowship of the hand. Stop.
Chester is Frodo.
No, Chester's Mary.
Who's Mary?
Mary and Pippin?
Mary and Pippin? Come on, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Caught some flack on that one.
Now. He really caught some backlash.
Yeah.
You don't know Mary?
You're going to have to cut that out of the recording.
But if I had said Pippin, he would have been like, oh, Pippin from the movie. But you don't understand Mary unless you say Mary and Pippin. That's just the way that Mary goes, because Mary and Pippin, as far as the movies are concerned, are completely interchangeable.
just go in to the recording or pull out snippets of Morteza, basically, and make it so that he's like, oh, yes, I know who Mary is.
Yes, Mary, my favorite Lord of the Rings character. Where have you been all my life? Yeah, no backlash for me, please. She's like, now, Carly from the Syndicate would tell you to hand it over to either the Syndicate or another group of invader hunters or something like that to be studied so that they can do that work and locate Molag and try to take him down. But Carly, who's about to skip town and wash her hands of this whole mess, would tell you to like throw in a garbage can or something. Just get as far away from it as possible.
Do you know why the Syndicate is so interested in it?
Well, yeah, because it's head honcho invader, my boy.
I suppose.
Yeah,
they've always been interested in invaders and aliens and all sorts of that weird stuff.
Eradicating invaders, yeah. It's unfortunate. I really only got into it for the college credits.
Me too.
Oh, you were one of us? Once upon a time? That's a million years
ago. All right, well, I appreciate all the information, but unfortunately, I will not be throwing this hand in the trash for someone else to find, and I definitely won't be giving it back to the Syndicate.
Yeah, that's cool. You do whatever you want. I'm cool with it. I'm going to skedaddle now. You have fun with your demon alien hand.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah.
How do I know you're not just lying and you're going to go back to the Syndicate and tell them where we are and what went down over here?
Here, let's make a deal. Joe, you're the head honcho of the syndicate lore. Do they have like markings or like a badge or like a symbol that like indicates that they are part of the syndicate?
Yeah, let's say it's kind of like a brand, like
on their on their body. Psst, do they have anything that could detach?
What?
She's gonna flay her skin off.
Yeah, you can't detach a brand. The brand is cool. I'm cool with having a brand.
This will show how serious she is.
Yeah, but do they have like dog tags or a badge or?
Oh yeah, I mean maybe they use dog tags from like a war that they are in against the invaders, and like the syndicate are all like ex-military guys, and they use those dog tags or something. I don't fucking know.
Because they have to be like identifiable. If they're like,
what do you, why? Like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
I want her to give you like hers so that you can say that you killed her. Cause your question was, what makes you, what's supposed to make me think that you're not just going to run back to the syndicate? Maybe she does flay herself. Maybe she does remove her skin and hand it to you.
And cuts off like
her brand,
grafts off a piece of her skin off of the back of her calf or some shit.
Yeah, she...
Some nasty-ass shit.
Well, wherever she was branded, where do they brand themselves? Is it a big brand?
No.
How big is it?
It's like an S.
S for syndicate, I bet.
Yeah, like one of those sidewalk chalk S's with the three lines.
And oh,
the three
shit. Lines. Or you're like in seventh grade, like, watch this. Six lines become the S. So if it's small, I think she would like carve it off and give it to you.
Okay. Yeah, and it's probably on like the back of her hand or something.
Cool. And she's like, ow, fuck, that hurt. But I won't be going back.
You didn't have to do all that, but...
Everybody in the courthouse well, is traumatized
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you refused to come up with some sort of removable badge that I could have, so I had to remove a piece of my skin and give it to you as proof that I wouldn't be going back to the syndicate.
God, you could have just pinky swore.
No, you tell him I'm dead, you hear me?
I will. This is proof, I guess.
And you killed me.
I sure did.
All right. I'm a skedaddle now.
All right. Thank you again,
y'all take
Carly.
Care. Have fun with your hand.
I'll walk up to Nada and be like, so who was Mrs. Exposition over here?
That was Carly from the syndicate. She has decided to turn tail and run, but she gave you some information before she left.
Interesting. So where is our destination?
We need to find somewhere to put that hand because whoever's the owner of that hand is going to be able to track us down as long as we have it. So we need to either destroy it or find some use for it. What happened to Willie?
Yeah, we should probably go get them first.
What happened to Willie?
Last I saw, he stole someone's wig and now all the guards are gone out of this courtroom. So we should probably, find him.
I think, at this point, Willie might return and just be like, oh, I lost him. He's got the wig on.
I'd like to imagine that Willie put the wig on and turned on the bailiff and was like, look at me. I'm the judge now. You got to stop chasing
me. He's just in the chair with the gavel.
just runs back and sits in the chair.
Yeah, he knocked the old guy out of the seat. Is that what you do?
I think the... Maybe the old guy went back to his trailer behind the courthouse.
He sleeps under the desk.
For oh, he sure. sleeps under the
For
desk?
For sure sleeps under the desk. So he would be gone when you got back.
So Willie is using him as a footrest for smelly-ass boots that still has swamp on the bottom of them.
Help me! He's stomping on my spine.
Quiet or I'll hold you in contempt of court.
Oh, Willie's court.
One-armed Willie's court, dent, like fucking Judge Judy. Okay, so you three are back together now. You have some new information. What do you want to do? What's the play?
Well, we're in a courtroom right now, but like, what town are we in? Like, are we still in that same town?
You're in Branchtown.
Yeah. Okay.
The world is your oyster.
I mean, I'm a free man. There's a whole bunch of things I want to do, but I think we need to get rid of this hand first. I think we need to actually destroy it. Like,
what's that thing? Or have I been sitting in the judge's chair the whole time during that exposition?
No, you left. You lost the bailiff and you came back.
What are you talking about? I feel like there's a large lore dump that I missed.
I honestly did not recognize you, Willie. That wig, it really did throw me off.
Ooh, you found a world asset. Joe just created a world asset. So I choose one positive tag and two negative tags. So put this on your shit. I want to make it lavish, and I want to make it large area.
What does that mean?
Like it's just a big ass wig, and like hard to like hide, and like it takes a lot of space.
I'm just imagining his portrait that he has in Roll 20 with one of those judge wigs on. It would be so perfect.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then I think the next part is going to be situational, to the point where like it's only going to mean something to certain people. Like if you went up to bandits in the wig, like it's probably not going to help. But when it is applicable, it's going to give you +1 to moxie, +1 to sharp, if you're wearing it at least.
What about when applicable, just +2 moxie?
That would be unbelievably busted. Unfortunately. +1 moxie. So +1 moxie. We'll do +1 moxie and +1 skill, because it gives you confidence. Like you love the way that you look in this wig.
I guarantee it.
So it limits. So the lavish means that it's like very fancy, and the situational, it's not like just wearing the wig isn't going to give you +1s all the time, but when it's applicable, it will. When you're with the right people and you're trying to convince them of things, when you're doing the right go for broke rolls, then it'll give you +1. So I don't know if you got all that written down.
I have Jenkins wig, lavish large area when applicable, +1 moxie, +1 skill.
Lavish large area and situation.
Freya's looking right at the camera.
I know. It's Zupin. Look at the camera. She knows. I didn't get the screenshot.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, Willie will pretty much always be wearing this.
You want to wear it all the time? All right, but it's still situational.
Yeah.
So like when you
kind of like the Phantom Limb.
Yeah. Not really.
Well, he doesn't always wear the Phantom the boxing glove.
He does mostly.
Most of the time.
Okay. I didn't have to give you an asset. Don't bitch.
I was gonna use it for my next level up.
Oh, the Jenkins one?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. If you want to do that, did you just level up just now?
No.
Oh.
I have one experience.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that'll be your world asset, and then you can level up something else.
Are those three tags all negative tags?
No, lavish is good. It's very fancy. You don't have to wear a suit, you just wear the wig. So it's like you're going to a formal event.
And the other two are negative tags?
Yeah, large area and... Because I just imagine this like huge pillowy wig. Just like you can't get on an airplane with this thing, it's too big.
Does it have the texture of like carpet, like those normal weird wigs do?
Yeah.
That the dudes that had syphilis wore?
I don't know about that, but I was thinking like the guys in Parliament, since it's a judge's wig.
I thought that's how they like originated.
I don't know. Was it because of syphilis? I don't know.
Yeah, and they're like trying to cover up all the nasty sores on their face.
You know what? That sounds right, because I think I remember. I have like vague memories like these. Well,
Willie is a wretch, so he's got like bumps and shit that he could cover up with it.
Joe says he wants to destroy the hand. Is that like your next move?
Yeah, Willie, I don't know if you heard the whole conversation, but we talked with a woman named Carly from the Syndicate, and she told us that this hand is connected to Morgoth. What's his name?
Molog.
It's connected to Molog, and he knows where we are if we keep using this hand, so we need to do something with it.
Is that that's the guy who, what's his name, became a fruit roll-up by mentioning his name, right?
A fruit roll-up? Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Rot.
Yeah, rot rolled up like a Swiss roll.
Yeah, the man who you took the sword from.
How does some random person in the Syndicate know all that?
The Syndicate are highly informed on all invader and alien stuff, I guess. They have a really, really high interest in all that stuff. I'm not sure how this particular person, I never heard of her before, had all that knowledge, but she gave me a piece of her skin. And trust that she won't tell nobody what happened here.
That seems pretty excessive.
It's honestly more than just the skin. It's the brand that ties her to the Syndicate.
She ripped her skin off.
It looks like there may have been a brand on the skin, but it's hard to tell. She cut it pretty viciously, like a barbarian.
I personally would have gone with like something like a signed contract or a pinky
Nike
swear
or Adidas.
I guess, but she was pretty brash and rushed into just chopping her hand up. I don't know what was wrong with her.
You probably have a matching brand somewhere, Nada.
Old Bones Jenkins probably saw that. He's very fragile in the mind.
He's under the desk.
Get back here! You're in trouble.
It's okay, what do you guys think we should do with this hand? I mean, we've been carrying it around for a while.
I think we should Chester's take it back to the Resistance.
Like, I think you are the Resistance.
I think instead of destroying it, we can use it as leverage.
Leverage for what?
I don't fucking know. That's your job.
This guy a god? I mean, we don't got no leverage on him. He's like a space wizard or some shit. So he don't care about no man.
I think he'll care about every little piece of him.
That's how gods are.
I don't think he can track us unless that box opens up and the little eyeball on the hand gets a clear view of where it is.
What if us chops off our own hand and attaches that to the stump? Then do we get magical powers?
I mean, you're already one step ahead.
Yeah, I think Willie's got a great idea.
I don't have a stump to attach it to.
Exactly. Like, unless you want the little arm.
It'd just be my hand right here. Yeah. My hand right here.
There was a kid I went to school with that had a baby
completely
hand.
Completely impractical. It
freaked me the hell out. Yeah,
I just got a fish fin on the side of my body.
Yeah, unless you want to roll the dice with your only remaining arm.
I don't think we should put it on Willie unless unless we're in a dire circumstance and it calls for it.
What if I can create a contraption where we use the hand as a means to jerk off everybody in a 10-yard radius?
All right, Sebastian, I think that's, I don't think non-consensual,
yes,
sexual...
Master.
I can attach it to Chester.
I will masturbate for you, master.
And stroke penis.
I mean, why would you build a robot that didn't want to jerk you off? What's the point? It's just a robot.
Should we get out of this courthouse and go back to Casper's house and lay low? After all, we are I am a wanted criminal now.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. Go. I just got out of jail. I don't want to be in this goddamn courtroom any longer. Let's go.
Let's go. So you guys leave the courthouse. No sign of the bailiff, and you're able to get back to Casper's house to discuss what to do next.
We should go back to New Light, right?
Well, you don't have to go back to New Light to destroy a hand, if that's the plan.
Casper, what do you think? Where do you think we will bring this hand to destroy it or do something with it?
Well, if you want to destroy it, I've got like two big rocks in my backyard. We can just mash it up and like make like a gnocchi. You ever had gnocchi? But then like,
yep. Casper, we got to guarantee that it's going to get destroyed. Otherwise, it's going to see all of us.
Right. I understand. No, I get it. The other option, I think, would either be to sell it. I think selling it to... Sell it back to Molag. Sell it to Molag's people. I think that's a good idea. And then...
We could make a lot of money.
You make a lot. I think everybody wants it, and I think they want it because it's worth a lot of money for some reason. Another option would be to keep it and play with it, like it's a pet. Just roll around.
I just got a great idea. What if Sebastian makes like a device out of it that jerks everybody off in a 10-mile radius?
10 miles?
Yeah.
Not 10 then, feet anymore?
Then it could be like a weapon of mass destruction.
Weapon of masturbation.
I wonder if that sword of Willie's, stabbing it through the hand, through the little eye part, I wonder if that would do anything.
I'm sure it would cut the hand up, probably.
But if Carly did say it was a regenerating creature. So if we stab it and cut it in half, it might make two hands.
Oh, I didn't think about double
hands.
Double
the trouble.
Like I said, if you mash it up into enough pieces, maybe then.
Millions
but
of hands.
Honestly, I think we should just make a machine that jerks everybody off in 10-foot radius.
That's what I'm saying.
I think we're too close to the issue. I think we should ask somebody else for advice.
Yeah, find someone that knows more about Moag or this hand.
Well, probably we could have asked Horace Lowe, but he's dead.
His brain.
I mean, you can go back to the courthouse and ask his dead body.
I don't think he'll say anything, if I'm honest.
He'll say as much as if he was alive. Trust me.
Oh, okay. I see what you know. What you are just wise. Thank you, Nada. Okay. So your options are like destroy the hand, take it somewhere and sell it, find someone who knows more about it and can like point you in the right direction, or
Nada. Do you have any friends from back in the day? Back in your syndicate days.
Yeah, like a
call
like
friends, but
like a sniper or a, I have or connections. A beekeeper or
like a beekeeper or a guy with a gun and a horse and a.
Those guys weren't part of the syndicate.
No, maybe they know something though. But one of them's busy acting, the other one's busy with music.
I got connections in the syndicate still.
But
I'm sure.
Do you have connections with the syndicate?
They're not good connections. They know who I am. I've killed some of their friends, but I know where they are.
Didn't that guy say somebody named Helmy is still alive?
Helmy. It would be good to find Helmy.
Yeah, I mean, if she's the leader of the resistance, like you say, she might know a lot more about Molag than she let on when you knew her.
Well, she'll know a lot more about what we need to do in this situation, too.
All right. So is the next step find Helmy?
I guess we find Helmy.
I've been trying to find Helmy for a while, but...
Also, what happened to Bardo?
You lost him in the caves. Remember?
The fishman.
He was a toad. Toad King. I haven't even ever met him, and I already know more about him than you do. And you spent a couple days with him.
I mean, this hand looks like dark magic, and I only know one person that knows about dark magic.
Who's that?
That's my mammy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Is that the plan then? We're going to go see Mammy?
How do we get there, Willie?
We'll go back to Weak Smile.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Got to trek through the swamp.
Now, does she live closer to Half Sunk Hollow, or does she live like in the south of the Weak Smile Swamp, or in the north? Where does she live? Where's the family from?
I believe they're not far from Half Sunk. A couple miles, actually.
Okay, so they're on like the coast there. So we're gonna plot this to the northeast of Half Sunk Hollow.
All right, it's settled then. We're gonna go see Mammy.
Do you guys want to like? I know you want to like refill. I have to come up with better rules on like food and water and how much you can carry at a time. But
that's why I got MREs.
Yeah, I'm guessing you wanna fill those up. Because now there's got to be like sustenance charges, and that's not something I really want to deal with. I think it just has to be like reasonable that you're able to feed and water yourself. I think that's the only thing that we need to deal with. So the travel from.
Do you want us to like go into town or something to restock our stuff?
No, because we don't really do that unless there's like something specific that you're looking for to bring with you.
Okay.
Because otherwise you just use tool charges. Because tool charges will just be like, yeah, I went to a store and I got blank. Because I thought, you know, going to the swamp, it just has to be reasonable that you would have got something like that. I just don't find it very interesting, like, preparation episodes. I don't find them to be, like, so much fun. Like, a half hour of you being like, is there a shop that sells 6 thimbles just in case I need to sew 8 socks at once? Like, I don't find that interesting or fun, and so we just, you hit some shops, and then, you know, you have your tool charges, and boom, bam. So I think,
hell yeah,
if you guys want to rest, you guys are hurt, seems like. We haven't rolled heal plus. Why are you so hurt?
What because happened? Of the horses haunted.
Oh, you're still hurt house. From that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all right, so
I still hurt from Halloween, bro.
Yeah, Halloween hurt. Jesus Christ, 3 months of hurt.
There'd be like a healer?
No, a healer that's not world? Real in this game. There's no such thing. There's no such place.
That would be pretty cool if somebody could make an ability that heals harm.
There's no such thing. I would never allow it.
It'd be too broken. So I'm blanking on my Casper. Casper's like, you guys look pretty beat up. If you guys want to, you can stay here the night and while we, you know, we rest up and then we could hit it hard in the morning. Does that sound good?
I think that sounds great. All right. We could use the rest.
Because it's getting later in the day. You know, it's raining out. I don't really want to travel right now anyway. It's getting dark. So let's rest the night. So we're actually going to use the new rules for healing as you rest. So you guys get eight rolls of rest for these 8 hours. And now you roll plus might. And on a 7+, you heal 1. So I'm going to be looking at all your rolls. So you can just, like, rapid fire 8 rolls if you want. And, like, just let someone roll 8, and then the next person roll 8, and then the person after that roll 8.
That's 8.
All right. 5, 6. You heal 6, Willie.
So I'm down to 1 harm.
6. Yeah, and Nada got 6, so he's back to 0.
I got 2.
Yeah, you rolled a whole bunch of 7s and 5s. Right. That is unfortunate. Damn, you're still fucked up. So the next morning, Casper is cooking up eggs and bacon, and he's like roasting bread in the oven, dog ears. So he's cooking up breakfast, and he's like, "Morning, boys. You guys sleep all right?"
I slept perfectly fine. Got 6 successful rolls.
That's true.
I'm all healed up.
Yeah. Sebastian, you still kind of look like dog shit.
I slept like shit. Did somebody put nails in my bed?
like nail clippings?
Sorry, master.
Sorry, I was clipping my nails and toenails before we went to bed. I'm sorry. I just kind of let those things kind of ping off the floor this way and that.
I'm sorry if they all landed in your bed. You guys have full tool charges as well. And Sebastian has a level up, but we're going to deal with that later. And you guys are ready to head out on your first day of travel. How much money do you guys have?
I have 23.
He has 23 gold grams.
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 I have 7.
I have 43 grams of gold.
Jesus. Beautiful. And then we've got like 70-ish back at the...
Back in New Light.
Back in New Light, yeah. If you guys wanted to, like, hire a carriage, you could, but I don't know if they'd be willing to take you 40 miles. So you get, if you wanted to pay for some sort of, like, Uber travel, you could, but it would cost a lot of money. Hmm. It's mostly just, like, avoiding rolls is basically what you would pay for a carriage for. But you don't have to, it's just a suggestion. You can take your chances.
Where on the map are we right now?
It's where it says party.
My dog's trying to eat my cat's food.
Why?
Because she's a fat bitch.
Oh, wow.
The dog looks very ashamed of herself.
Yeah. She knows she's in the wrong. I don't even have to say anything. It's got to give her the look.
So if you roll well, you can get there in 2 days of travel, so 2 rolls. If you roll poorly, it'll take longer, and you'll probably have some consequences.
And that's without spending money on a carriage?
Correct, yeah. If you spend money on a carriage, I'll take you 1 hex for some money. It's just about avoiding rolls. That's all that a carriage will do for you.
I say let's not waste money and just do the rolls. Fuck it.
Because then you also have Sebastian, who's really good at sharp, to do the rolls for you.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready to head out?
Let's do it.
Wait, what was that more time?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
put your face up here and be like, let's do it.
This is my I'm still at five harm voice.
My fucking dog.
That says GM won't heal me.
It's not that
October.
I won't heal him.
This is my GM won't make a healer in this world to heal me five harm.
I can't help it. It's against the rules. Let's do the. You guys head out from Branchtown to go find Mammy in the swamp to see if she knows anything about her dark magic. For the first day of travel, if Sebastian would please roll plus sharp for if Sebastian would please roll, what the fuck is it called? State of Affairs. Sebastian, please give me State of Affairs.
You said sharp.
It is sharp, yeah.
That would be an 8.
Okay. So with an 8 on State of Affairs, you hold 1, but because you have plus 2 sharp, you actually hold 3. And then the team... Oh, that's a cute cat. Holy shit. So cute. If you... You guys as a team can decide how to spend your 3 holds. And the soft move that I'm going to make on you...
Take another harm.
Yeah, something like that.
Nada loses his gun.
Nada's gun is gone.
Again.
The wig flies off in the wind and you can never see it again. I think the soft move is like cat is way less cute. So cute. Not like mine, it just stares at people. I think the soft move is... Oh, and there's another cat. Shit. It's like cat time.
Fuck, do I have to get a cat now?
Yeah. We're all showing each other our cats. Do you have a... Oh, she does not want to be up there with you.
No.
I've got
better things to do.
I have a typewriter box down here so that Freya can get up and off the desk easier. I should remove that. But then she'll scream at me. Anyway, so let's see. Your soft move... I think the soft move that I'm going to give you... Oh, it's so hard. I actually don't think... I think on a mixed success, I'm not going to give you, like, a soft move. I think the soft move is just that you don't get as far. I think you only make it 10 miles in the day. The trek is just too difficult. The Star Wars trek. But you still have 3 holds that you guys can spend as a team. What do you want to do in your party as you settle down?
Discover something hidden.
All right. Discover something hidden. What's the best hidden object you can finally you can have?
A healing spell scroll.
Yeah.
They don't make scrolls in this world. There've never been any.
A spell that heals your harm.
There's no spell for that.
A device that I can invent that reduces the amount of harm.
It's called armor. It doesn't exist in this world. A suit of armor will not reduce your harm. People in armor died all the time. Something hidden. I used to be better at this. I think... So you guys are traveling through the desert right now. I think the hidden thing that you find is like an oasis on your way, so that you can camp out away from the sun and find like a lot of extra fresh water, maybe some game to hunt if you needed to eat there. But that's your hidden thing, is this oasis.
Sick. All right, you guys can use a wrestle hold.
Let's locate a threat if there is one.
Right now, there are no threats. Maybe there's like, You might be concerned that some bigger animals might come to the oasis, but I don't think that you're that concerned about it.
Can we give one forward?
That's not one of the holds.
Damn.
That'd be really good, though. Make a sharp moxie. So you hold 5 and give out 3 forward every time you give one. Give out plus 15 in one roll.
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. I thought of that.
We have one more hold we can use.
Yep. And Mortez, if you want to go ahead and heal 8 hours, and Willie can heal 8 as well, but I'm guessing it won't. My god, stop rolling 7s. So another state of affairs roll as you travel for day 2.
14.
Whoa!
14.
I think with a 14, so you are holding 3, but you hold 5. And the complete success is you're able to travel quicker. You might have been able to catch a ride with someone who's heading to that part of the swamp. That made your journey that much shorter. And you also get 5 holds to spend.
Go at it, boys.
5 whole holds.
Yeah, would you like to look for something while you're on the trail?
I want to look for some...
And not a healing spell.
For some food.
Alright, what kind of, like a restaurant?
No, catch some fish or have Willy catch an alligator.
A whole alligator?
So we can chop it up and
have some meat for later.
Okay, you guys hunt an alligator.
You just gotta get it in a rear naked chokehold.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me how you lost your one arm.
I was a big gator and it got the jump on me.
And this was a little gator and it was fun to take him out.
Yeah.
So you guys hunt a gator and are able to pack the meat up and save for later.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know, maybe we find what we're looking for.
That was the gator. Ranch. That was the game, the gator. Or maybe that's something additional and helpful, and if you wanted to find the Walker Ranch, you found it. You're home, Willie. How do you approach this?
Well, last time I left, it didn't go so good. It was kind of, well, we'll just see how this goes. You know, just walk up and knock on the front door. I'm sure it won't go bad. Nothing won't go no bad, so here we go.
Willie, we can give him some of this gator meat. Maybe that'll calm things down.
Yeah, food's in short supply here, so that might help.
I think I forgot to mention that Casper stayed behind. Unless you guys want Casper to come with you.
So we have Boudreaux with us now?
No, you do not have Boudreaux with you either.
I would have liked Casper to come
with you. All right, Casper's with you. All right, Casper's here.
All right, well, Willie trudges through the swamp water up to the front door.
What happened? What happened with your parents? What happened with your mammy?
Oh, well, it's... survival of the fittest out here, and a one arm wretch ain't too fit.
So it was like a Spartan thing. They tried to throw you off the cliff.
They threw me out in the swamp.
Even more dangerous than a cliff, some would say.
So you start to trudge up to the front door through the water.
Yeah. Up to the front door.
I think that makes sense, how you got the 14 on the state of affairs roll. Wait, did you heal up all your... You only healed for one night, right, Morteza?
Four.
You get to heal again because you had 2 days of travel, so you get to heal for another day.
Mammy's actually how I got my name. One-armed Willy.
Because you're...
Was it two-armed Willy before?
It was just Willy before. She said we ain't got no room for weaklings, and especially no crippled wretch necks. No one-armed Willy.
That's such a cruel thing to say to someone that probably claimed to love you.
Yeah, Willy, we don't have to go back here if you don't want... It sounds like your mom was a...
I mean, we're already...
She knows black magic.
We're here. The door, it's right there.
It's right there.
And as you say the door is right there, you feel something tighten around your ankle. And drag you upside down through the swamp water and then up into a tree. And a bell dings. And a... Would you call her stout? She's like a stout old wretch lady.
A stout would be a kind way to put her,
okay,
I would say.
A large, stout, old wretch lady kicks the front door of this half-submerged ranch open, and she's holding a shotgun, and she is aiming it at Willy, who is now suspended from a tree, and she's just like...
I told you never to come back here, one-armed Willy.
Now hold on, Mammy. Before you shoot me with old Rusty, we brought some gator meat back.
Old Rusty's feeling quite bloodthirsty. She'll taste your wretch blood tonight.
There's Willy caught the judge's wig. Uh-huh. Would he have been able to catch the judge's wig before it fell into the swamp water?
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to make you
drunk.
With his
phantom limb, so it's just floating above him. But look, I got magical powers now, too.
I don't believe in your magic powers. The only powers that matter to me are the ones of the swamp.
We got some abilities of our own. We took down the Genesis Guardian.
That's our great protector.
Yeah, well, he was corrupted by something that we're bringing to ask you about.
And this is the reason why I shouldn't kill you right now.
Mrs. One-Arm,
as you start to talk, she fires a shotgun blast, like, just above your head.
Okay.
This is wretch business. My hands above my head. Alien boy.
I'm so sorry. I will stay out of the way.
Her other double barrel shotgun blast is then used to shoot the rope that has your leg locked into it. She sighs and is just like,
I guess we'll get y'all down.
And she fires and you fall from the tree into the swamp water. But you know, it doesn't hurt you. You're used to falling out of trees in the swamp. And she opens up the shotgun and she puts two new shells in it. And she's like,
all right, I guess you all come inside. Can't let you starve or get eaten out there. We have a lot to talk about, Willy.
Where are the boys?
Which boys? My boys?
Yeah, all the other Walker boys.
They went out on a hunting trip. The food has been really scarce lately. So everybody needed to pitch in.
Yep. Willy stands up and kind of like brushes some of the slime off of him.
I heard you might have an offering for me?
And she holds out her hand.
And I'll walk up and I'll place a bottle in her hand.
No, it's the alligator meat.
This is the finest bottle in all the land.
She takes the bottle and smashes it on her head.
She goes, bottle.
Alligator, now.
Yeah, here you go.
And she, much obliged. And she stuffs it in a box outside. And she says, come on in now. And she busts the door open the other way. To get into the house, thank you gotta kick the door. It's kind of stuck.
Willie.
Is she like really short?
Yeah, short and stout. Like a teapot. Okay.
Willie just full brunt kicks the door, which has been used to probably years of somehow still stands despite like huge 6 foot, 7 foot dudes like kicking it with all their might. Just bam!
What have I told you about kicking my door?
He said that's how you got to get in.
Yeah, but I didn't mean you do it.
Oh shit! I've been gone a long time.
Just like getting mad at you for something she told you to do. Is it classic?
What the fuck? That's my door. You just kick whatever you want? I can't believe you, really. You raised in a swamp?
I was raised here.
That explains your manners. Didn't learn nothing from me.
But I done made something of myself. You see, and he takes the wig and he places it back on his head. I'm a lawyer now.
And her eyes go wide.
My son is on the bar. He did it. He's got the brain smarts. And she grabs Nada by the collars. And she's like, he did it. He's somebody now. You can't take that from
yes,
him.
Yes, ma'am. I'm disagreeing.
We have to have a feast. We have to get the whole family together. Celebrate my son being a lawyer rating all over the great, I'm just so happy.
I was taught up in Branchtown how to lawyer.
Branchtown, the big city.
Yeah.
It's a very small city.
basically, the biggest city there ever was.
Biggest one I ever done seen.
Yes.
And Mammy kicks out the stools from under the table, like the makeshift wooden stools that they have around their dining table, which is like just like the rickety swamp wood hatched together so that it stands up straight.
I imagine that even inside the house, there's still like about an inch to 3 inches of swamp water the floor, depending on where you're standing.
Yeah, she spends a lot of her day trying to like shovel out grime out the window because it like seeps in through the like the cracks in the floor. And so she's like, we don't really mind the water coming in, but we gotta get the slime out. That's bad for you. It's almost as bad as toothpaste.
Oh, yeah, I don't ever use that shit.
Don't use toothpaste, don't use shampoo.
Nope, that causes your boils to get infected.
Yeah, my stupid boils all over my body.
My boils, too.
My boils.
My boils.
My gore boils.
And she pulls out a seat for herself, and she says, well, boys, sit down.
What exactly is it that you've brought me today?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.